The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
The cult of personality. I know you're angry.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
I'm the cult of personality.
All right, welcome everybody to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and on the new Mixler app. If you haven't gotten it yet, make sure you do so because it's pretty cool and really convenient. Also has all of our links to social media and our website right there on the app itself. So one-stop shopping. And Rude, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, man. Just been kind of hanging out today. Had lunch with my buddy Jeff, and lunch was awesome. And so we're just kind of hanging out, and that's about it.
Yeah. Well, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but I feel like we need to, I think we need to address what happened yesterday. It was whenever we pre-recorded it yesterday, so we didn't really have all the information of what was going on with the shooting and in Texas, but obviously now with everything coming out and just really an awful thing that happened. And and whenever things like this happen, you get, of course, everything has to be politicized, so both sides of the aisle are pointing fingers and yada yada yada. But you know, the fact that remains is that, you know, 19 kids and two teachers lost their life yesterday. And regardless of what you think about, you know, or whether it's should ban guns or whatever, that's really irrelevant, I think, to the whole situation. And you know, my thoughts and go out to all those families that were affected by it. But you know, the thing that really aggravates me when things like this happen is, number one, and let's preface this, because you're a gun owner, right?
Yes.
And I have no problem with owning a gun. I mean, I plan on it at some point, just haven't gotten around to it. But when things like this happen, you know, there's a lot of, well, it's because of this or it's because of that. And one of the things that I heard today, which absolutely infuriated me, and it's not the first time that I've heard it, it's, well, if it wasn't for violent video games and movies, things like this wouldn't happen. And I think that's just a load of crap.
I do too. I don't buy that. And I'd like to say, you know, my heart goes out to all those, you know, parents and teachers and anybody involved with that. I mean, I have two daughters that, you know, one's in elementary school and the other one's getting ready to go into high school. And I just can't imagine to say goodbye to your kids before school and never being able to see them again. I mean, that would crush me. And I just don't know. It hits home, man. And it pisses me off because it's like, what drives somebody to do something like this? It's so freaking evil, man. It's just, it's terrible. It is absolutely terrible.
Yeah. And you know, with this, I don't think it's not a matter of, well, if you ban guns, then this can't happen. That's not true. I think we all know that's not true. People want to get a gun, they'll get a gun.
Exactly.
But the one thing I would say is that I think there needs to be a little more time taken with mental health issues and people that have issue, you know, problems. And truthfully, an 18-year-old kid should go through a lot more rigorous background check than what somebody who's 30, 38 should go through, you know, especially if you're going to get an AR-15.
Yeah.
You know, I think there has to be a lot more emphasis on, you know, what's the mental stability of this person, because obviously this kid didn't have it all there. And, you know, just as well as I do, we went to the same schools.
Mm-hmm.
Kids that were generally, like, we thought had issues when we were in high school, guess what? They had issues.
Yeah. You know?
And whether or not they were addressed is a whole different story. But, you know, things have changed. And with as often as this stuff is happening, there's got to be more emphasis on getting, you know, at least getting them the help they need. And jail's not always the answer. Because, you know, jail's the answer for when things are too late and something's already happened.
Yeah. And then that doesn't even work. I mean,
right.
a lot of these prisons and whatnot are like a summer vacation for some people. Some people want to stay in the system and rather than be out here with, you know, civilians or what, you know, I don't know how to word that, but yeah, the rest of society. Exactly.
Well, and now it's coming out that 30 minutes before this dude went on this rant, I shouldn't say kid, but I think of 18-year-olds, regardless if they're of age or not, I think of them as kids. But 30 minutes before he did it, he went on Facebook and posted that he was going to shoot his grandmother, that he had shot another woman, and finally that he was going to shoot up an elementary school. So, I mean, this person obviously has people that he's connected to on social media. How is it that nobody sees this and nobody reports it to the police to at least give the attempt to try to stop something like this? They could have put, you know, I don't think this was a very big town in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was like 16,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That means they probably didn't. That's about the size of Bethalto, the town that you and I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit bigger. So they probably have 4 to 5 grade schools, I would think. Maybe some mm-hmm. parochial schools. You know, a quick phone call could lock those doors and, you know, something like this could be avoided. So, you know, I think there's a lot of moving parts to this whole thing. But, you know, and the kids, I think if also, you know, when he got these AR-15s and he got them on the one on the 17th, one on the 20th. When you're
shouldn't that have raised a red flag somewhere?
Especially if you're taking pictures and posting them on social media about watch out, kids. What?
Yeah.
How does this slip through?
I have no idea, man. I mean, it's just, I'm blown away by it still, because I mean, it's like school's getting ready to wind down here. I mean, some people are already out. I know mine's last day or tomorrow, and you know, you're excited for summer, and then this bull happens. You know, right. It's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, and just to wrap it up, but you know, again, like you and I we both watched whatever we wanted to watch when we were kids. I think the biggest thing that we had in our childhood was when parental advisories were put on cassette tapes and CDs. But we played all the video games that we wanted to play, and you know, I don't believe that is an excuse or gives somebody the idea, well, I'm bored with this, I'm going to go out and do the real thing now. I just don't buy that, unless there's something wrong with you mentally.
Right.
If there's something mentally wrong with you, then yeah. And that's where it goes back to these mental, you know, these kids need help. And
yeah.
I'm sure this isn't the first time that there was probably warnings along the way that this something was wrong with this individual.
Yeah.
They needed to be addressed then before something like this happens. But you know, unless it's affecting somebody at that particular moment, it seems like nobody really cares.
Right. And I know, you know, I was brought up, you know, to know right and wrong. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is common sense also. I mean, you know, if you're going to do something ignorant like this, A, you're going to go to prison for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. or you're going to get, you know, killed during mm-hmm. the process. You know, it's like I said, man, it's just, it's hard to wrap my head around all that, because I don't understand it, why somebody would want to end the lives of children or any human being, right. for that matter. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. So, all right, well, let's take a break and we'll shift gears and we'll talk about some different things. We got, I found this baseball team in Savannah that they're actually going to have a 6-part documentary on ESPN. But I want to talk about the Savannah Bananas. We'll talk about them. We'll get some NBA stuff to talk about. And then we're going to talk about NFT, because I really am not 100% sure on what NFTs are, but I want to, I got a little bit we can talk about, so we can try to figure this out together. So stick around. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane, called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just want to see some palm trees. I won't try to shake away this disease. We can live beside the ocean.
Swim out past the breaker, watch the world die.
GSA Radio Show. And before we talk about the NBA playoffs last night, the Mavericks did pull it out, but we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But I saw yesterday that there's some rumors that the NBA is going to expand here in the near future. And I'm not surprised about one. I'm a little surprised about the second one. One of the teams that's being rumored to come back is the Seattle Supersonics, which I don't know about you, man, but I don't really understand why they ever got taken away from Seattle to begin with.
I agree. And I'm kind of to the point where I think both of these cities are bad ideas, because if it didn't work the first time in Seattle, according to them, it's not going to work this time. And Vegas is cool, but I hate it for sports. Why? Yeah. I mean, there's enough stuff to do in Vegas besides having a damn NFL team and an NBA team. And it'd really be ignorant if you put a Major League Baseball team there. I mean, you give these, you need to give some small market cities a little bit of love, you know, so they can, you know, create jobs and, you know, do good things for people instead of putting it in Sin City. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think you got a really good point there, because when you put them in smaller markets, you have a lot more loyalty, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, you think about how, I mean, the St. Louis Cardinals are the St. Louis Cardinals, and they've been around for, you know, since 1892. And they've got a lot of loyalty, not just in St. Louis, but across the Midwest because of the reach of KMOX. But you have a team like the Blues. And then you think about New Orleans and you have the Saints. And, you know, and especially after Katrina, the Saints really became a pride point for the city. You know, like the city gets, you know, especially during Katrina, got dealt a really bad hand. And a lot of times, you know, I can tell you from living here that it's kind of a us against the everybody else mentality. And you rally around those teams, you know, and I think that, yeah, you're not going to get that market share of television revenue, but I guarantee you're going to get the attendance.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a lot more loyal of a fan base. I mean, think about like Buffalo and the Bills, like even when they were bad, they were still being supported in that market.
Yeah.
And that's not a big market.
Right. I got a lot of respect for the Buffalo Bills and their fans up there, man. I mean, I like the Bills, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers, that's my team, and I love the Saints, but, you know, I could have three favorite teams, right? Right?
Sure.
Okay. So
it's America. You know, you can like as many as you want.
That's right, BJ. Thank you very much. But, yeah, I agree, man. They need to – I mean, to be honest, how many let's say for the Las Vegas Raiders, you know, how many fans do you actually think reside in Las Vegas? What I think is, you know, these big execs are giving these tickets off to people that are, you know, in town for.
You got it.
You know, that's that's BS, I think, man. That's not right.
I agree with you. I think that I know that's what happens there, because, I mean, you go to Vegas. The last thing you want to do is like, oh, well, let's stop what we're doing and go watch the Vegas Knights play, unless you're going there to see the Vegas Knights. It's not really going to be high on the list of things, tourist attractions of things to do.
Right.
You know, it's just not like there's been plenty of time. I remember coming here before I lived here, and there was one of the bands I liked was playing at a House of Blues. And I thought about it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go see a concert unless I was going on the trip specifically for the concert.
Right.
You know, you want to do other things. You want to see the city. And I think you got a point there. And I just I don't think it's a good idea either. And I know they've kicked around the idea of putting a baseball team there. And I think that's a bad idea.
God, that's a super bad idea. I mean, when you go to Vegas, basically you go there to get roofied, and you want to have the night of your life. You want to get punched by Mike Tyson.
Right.
And then you want to end up finding your best friend on the roof of a, you know,
of Caesars.
Basically, that's what you want to do when you go there.
And somehow end up with a tiger in your room, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's Vegas, guys.
Yes, it is. And I don't know. Like, I just never understood why putting a team in Oklahoma City of all places was the idea, why that was so high on the list. But, and I guess people go, I don't know. I haven't looked at their attendance numbers, but yeah, I think it's a foregone conclusion about Seattle, because I think Russell Wilson was involved with part of an ownership group for that. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I know that Marshawn Lynch he's in on the Seattle Kraken, so maybe he's involved with the Sonics too. But yeah. Truthfully, I would like to see an NBA team in St. Louis. You know, there had two there before, but I think that market could support it for sure.
You know, I think it could too. I mean, I wish we had an NFL team, because we had the support. Yeah. Even when we had the Battle Hawks. I mean, they were filling they were filling the stadium to watch that.
Yep. And next a week from today, we'll find out. Well, I think it's foregone conclusion. The Battle Hawks will be returning. They put the XFL I think it was 2 days ago, copyrighted the logos for the Battle Hawks. So I think you'll probably be getting a return of that, but I'm with you. The Rams should have never been allowed to leave to begin with.
Yeah, Kroenke needs a spanking.
I think so too. All right, well, on that, let's take a break. We'll get some news, and we'll come back with more of Something to Say Radio Show right after this. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly mad. She could really rip your world apart. Mind over matter.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132. 1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. CoolCaraffe.com is a Louisiana company. CoolCaraffe.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capability.
With the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report, I'm Brooke Thorington. New Orleans Representative Matthew Willard says he's receiving death threats over his legislation to remove Robert E. Lee Day and Confederate Memorial Day as legal holidays in Louisiana. Willard says authorities are investigating a voicemail his office received.
A gentleman called and said that I should be dragged out onto the lawn of the state capitol and executed.
Willard made the statement minutes before a Senate committee approved his legislation, sending the House back measure to the Senate floor. Mendham Senator Robert Mills says these Confederate holidays are part of the country's history.
these other holidays are there for a reason, and if people want to celebrate them, they're welcome to. If they don't want to celebrate them, they're welcome to. They haven't bothered me a bit.
But Willard says the two holidays, Robert E. Lee Day and Confederate Memorial Day, honor those who fought to maintain slavery in the United States. The measure now heads to the Senate floor. LRN.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, cause so are you. Book on here's Sunday morning. Every day for all I care, and I'm not scared. Light my candles in our days, cause I found God.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for sticking around, everybody, for more of the Something to Say radio show. And before we get to the Savannah Bananas, I wanted to talk about the NBA last night. And I'll be honest, I didn't think it was going to happen. I still don't think the Mavericks are going to win the series, but the Mavericks did pull it off last night. They won 119 to 109. And let's see, Luka had 30 points. You would think he would have had more, but he got help last night. Reggie Bullock, who did nothing for me in my parlay the night last game, got 18 last night. Jalen Brunson got 15, and he was 1 for 2 from the three-point line. Bullock was 6 for 10, and I only needed one three-pointer from him in the last game, and he got 0. Mm. But
that just goes to show you, man, how one game, I mean, from the next, it's somebody could be, you know, sleeping, and then the next game they're on fire. It's just wild, man.
Yeah, Steph Curry, he only had 20 points last night for the Warriors, and Klay Thompson only had 12. So,
yeah,
there you go. That'll series will shift back to Golden State to San Francisco for I guess tomorrow night for Game 5. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. I wouldn't put any money on Klay Thompson if my life depended on it.
Nope, I eliminated him from many of my bets because he's too erratic, and you never know what you're going to get. Yeah. And he really, truthfully, hasn't performed the way I thought he would in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think he's worth a crap. That's my honest opinion. But anyway,
there you go. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the good old Savannah Bananas. And I came across these guys, this baseball team, from TikTok and the mindless scrolling that happens there. But and then I also had seen that ESPN Plus was going to have a docuseries on them. I'm like, what in the world is the Savannah Bananas? But if you haven't seen them on social media, I highly recommend checking it out, because it is gimmick after gimmick after gimmick after gimmick what goes on during a Savannah Bananas game. Everything from a couple of them run the bases like Captain Jack Sparrow. Awesome. They had, I'm trying to think who the guy's name was. He's like 73 years old and pitched for the Red Sox. I think he's a Red Sox Hall of Famer, not a baseball Hall of Famer. But he pitched an inning for the Savannah Bananas, and they are a collegiate summer league team. But, you know, they they do all kinds of things, like they're guaranteed to have some type of choreographed dance during the game. And most of the time it's before the pitch is thrown, like the pitcher's even involved in it, from what I've seen. Like they I don't know. Have you seen those? There's tons of TikToks where people are dancing to that Lizzo song. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen that. That's pretty funny.
They do that. That was the last one I saw. But they do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right here. Sorry. This guy's waiting for a pitch to come, and he's in the full splits here. I mean, that makes what Juan Soto does after he takes a pitch look. I mean, I don't even know what to say about it.
Sometimes they wear kilts, and I don't know why, but I guess that's part of it. They do all kinds of things. It's a very interesting take on baseball. But I'll tell you what, from what I read, they've sold out every game they've had since 2016, something like that.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
Go ahead.
I can see the Cubs adopting this idea.
It wouldn't matter. Everybody's drunk in Wrigley anyways.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, they tickets start anywhere from $40 and they go up from there. But the thing is, with every ticket, is all inclusive. So it doesn't include alcohol. I don't even know if they serve alcohol. It doesn't say, but they do. They do serve alcohol, but I guess that's not included with the $40 that you pay to get in. But you get unlimited food, soda, all the snacks. So I guess in that regard, I guess it's pretty cool. You can take your family and all the food you can eat, you know, even at $40 a piece, that's still,
yeah, that ain't bad. No, I'm going to look into this. I'm kind of curious as to what the venue, what the stadium looks like and what kind of, you know, amenities they have there.
From what I'm looking at on their website, it looks pretty, pretty minor league-ish, you know,
plain Jane.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot to it, but also here I'm looking at pictures on the About Us part of it, and there's a picture of, you can get one of the teams in the league is called the Making Bacon, and so they've got a roll of toilet paper with their logo on it, and then there's The Savannah Bananas have some whitey tighties with their logo right there on the front for the men.
Nice. Hey, I got a quick question. How do you get a banana? How do you get a banana hammock to go over an athletic supporter?
I don't know.
Is that like a special order thing at Dick's?
Dick's Sporting Goods? Yeah, probably.
I was wondering that. Huh.
Yeah. Well, and apparently they have their own beer also. They have the Savannah Banana beer.
Of course they do.
And they've got a specialty drink called the Slippery Banana.
This just keeps getting better.
All right.
Yeah.
This is they call it banana ball. This is what it says. It says, we play banana ball, the world's fastest and most entertaining game of baseball. They also, every game we honor the banana baby, and that's a cue to the Lion King opening music and players kneeling around the baby being lifted in a banana costume. They have the banana nanas, a senior citizen dance team, and the man nanas. And that's the dad bod cheerleading squad. I think somebody's been to New Orleans because that sounds like a rip off of the 6'10 Stompers. And we don't have a senior citizen dance team, I don't think, but we have the dad bod squad. That's
I've seen some videos of them, and that's phenomenal, man. Those guys are awesome. They do a great job.
Yeah, they really do. But I thought it was really interesting and something that we should talk about. Maybe we should try to get this guy on that owns them. Maybe we can try to get him on the show or something. His name is Jesse Cole, and he wears a yellow tuxedo all the time, not just to the games, but all the time.
That's great. That'd be one hell of an interview, man.
All right. But check it out. And I think it's coming in the next week or so on ESPN Plus. So be pretty interesting, because like I said, if you haven't seen him on social media, I would highly recommend searching it out, because it's pretty funny and certainly entertaining. I don't think anybody's complaining about the game being boring when they go to that game.
Yeah, man, it looks like a fun time to me.
We got about a minute left, and I just wanted to touch on the I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back, and we can talk about the all Major League Baseball team up till this point. So and then we'll talk about NFTs. So stick around. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this. If everything could ever feel this real forever. This good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when. She sang.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-4000.
1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us. The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Say radio show, and while we're talking about baseball, we were talking about the Savannah Bananas, but I wanted to talk about Major League Baseball, and MLB.com put out a list today, and I always love when like NFL puts out a list, because it's really easy to crap all over it, but for the most part I can see where they were coming from. Today they put out, here's the all MLB team thus far. And I want to see what you agree with or what you disagree with, Rude.
Gotcha.
So at catcher, you got Wilson Contreras from the Cubs. Yep. Yep.
Wrong.
Yeah. He's got 5 home runs, 14 RBIs, and hitting .258. You have the runner up was Jonah Heim from the Rangers hitting .282.
No, I'd probably, you know, even though I'm a homer and I like Yachty, I wouldn't go with Yachty either, but it'd have to be my boy from Philly, old JT, Real Muto.
Muto, yeah, he's damn good. At first base, they have Goldschmidt, which I would agree with that.
Yeah.
He's got 7 home runs, 33 RBIs, hitting .344, and I think he hit .400 so far in the month of May, something like that. He's been killing it. Runner-up, Pete Alonso with 11 home runs and 41 RBIs, which, whatever.
I hate that guy.
I do, too.
Yeah, he needs one in his ear.
Yeah. At second base, you have Jazz Chisholm Jr. from the Marlins. He's hitting .290 with 7. God, he's got 7 home runs. That's a little surprising. 7 home runs, 27 RBIs, and 6 stolen bases.
Yeah, 7 bombs out of that little body and that little dance he does.
I know.
That's kind of shocking.
The runner-up was Tommy Edman from the Cards, hitting .278 with 10 stolen bases.
Yeah, Tommy's doing it good so far.
Yeah, I think he's a lot better defensively than Jazz is, but we'll see. I mean, now he's going to be playing shortstop. So And speaking of shortstop, they have the best so far, Tim Anderson, who's hitting 365 with 19 RBIs and 7 stolen bases. I don't know. The runner-up's Jeremy Peña with the Astros. It's 7 home runs, 22 RBIs, and hitting 293.
Yeah. I think they're still on their high horse for Anderson since he walked off the Field of Dreams game last season.
Yeah. I think he's solid. I don't know if he's the best shortstop in the American League, but you know, as of right now, I mean, he's definitely got good numbers.
Yeah, numbers are showing.
Third base Manny Machado, who it's hard to dispute right now because he's got 8 home runs, 27 RBIs, and hitting almost 370.
Yeah, but the guy's an arrogant jerk.
He really is. I hate to say it, but he would, if it ended right now, he'd probably end up with the MVP, I would think.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but it is what it is. Runner-up, Jose Ramirez from the Guardians. He's got 11 home runs and 43 RBIs, which I actually have a lot of respect for him because I don't know if you saw his statement a couple weeks ago that he took $50 million less to stay in Cleveland. And he said that he would rather have $150 million and be happy in Cleveland than $200 million somewhere else. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking that much money, mm-hmm. I mean, does it really matter? I mean, I'd rather be happy and know my surroundings and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, for sure. The outfield, they have Mike Trout from the Angels, Taylor Ward from the Angels, and Aaron Judge. It's kind of tough to dispute any of those right now.
Those are all pretty solid numbers.
I mean, Aaron Judge has got 17 homers, 34 RBIs, and hitting 314.
Yeah.
Actually, I would probably pick him as the overall MVP, right, if we're going to pick right now.
Yeah, he's doing the damn thing, that's for sure.
And between him and then Rizzo, I think last I saw he has like 11 home runs. Like they're, the Yankees have been playing really, really good all year long.
Yeah, I like the Yankees. My dad was, born and raised in the Bronx, so I kind of got a love for the Yankees. But, as far as rooting for them against the Cardinals, I'm a diehard Cardinals fan, but. Mm-hmm. Good for Aaron Judge. I'm glad he's having a good year. And, I'm sure those numbers reflect having a little help there in the lineup from old Mr. Stanton,
Yeah, for sure. The starting pitcher is Justin Verlander, who I don't think anybody can dispute is just killing it this year, coming back at his age from Tommy John surgery. And he's 6-1 with a 1.22 ERA. His WHIP is at 0.716, and he's just on a different level right now.
Well, when you're married to old beautiful,
what is her name? Kate Upton.
Kate Upton. Yeah, I'd probably be have a 0.00 ERA, and my WHIP would be be pretty strong.
Yeah. Relief pitcher, I haven't heard of this guy, but JP Friesen, is that how you pronounce it? From the Rays?
Friesen?
Yeah. Friesen? I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He's pitched 20 innings and has a 0 ERA with 20 strikeouts. So he's obviously been doing that. I don't really check in on the Rays too often. Apparently neither do most of the folks in Tampa.
No.
And then designated hitter Bryce Harper hitting 302 with 10 homers, 31 RBIs, and 6 stolen bases. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's tough to dispute some of these, but I would disagree. Catcher, second base. that'd be about it.
Yeah. I know the runner up for the designated hitter that Yordan Alvarez for the Astros. Yeah. That dude can rake.
Yeah, he can for sure. Yeah, he's hitting 250, but he's got 12 home runs and 25 RBIs. It looks like they just need to get some people on in front of him. He could be cleaning up RBIs. And
it just seems like all the I've been tracking some of his exit velocities, and every damn ball that he hits off that bat is like a laser, man. I mean, it's coming at you hard.
Yeah. I think he's, I'm pretty sure he's got the hardest hit balls of the year, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's right up there, if not the top dog. Every time I've seen him play, I mean, that ball just rifles off that bat, man. It's he's fun to watch.
Yeah, what do they call him, Air Jordan, or yeah. Air Jordan, something mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
Well, but Mike will be happy that they've included him in the mix since he's a big Astros fan. So.
Oh yeah, good old Mike and the Astros.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we don't have much time left, so we're going to have to bail out on the NFT talk. Maybe we'll talk about it later in the week or next week, but we'll get all of our ducks in order on that. So we know what we're talking about when we talk about it, but it's just another thing that just reminded me of how much things have changed. And, I don't know if it's for the better or for the worse, but I guess we all just have to embrace change, right?
Yeah, we're in a digital world now, BJ.
It's a digital world, and we're just a digital girl.
That's right. I know I am.
Right?
Right on.
All right. All right, man. Well, we're going to call it a day, and we'll be back tomorrow, and we may even be live tomorrow
for awesome. The
first time. So,
say a quick prayer for the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, we need them to pull one out tonight and keep this thing going and get it back to St. Louis and maybe tie it up and go to 7 games and see what happens. So
wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, stranger things have happened, man, for sure. They've won 3 in a row in the last series. They could do it again, hopefully. So hopefully with Billy Huso needs to get it together in goal, though, and they can't lose their heads. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we'll leave it at that. Let's go Blues, and until tomorrow, we'll just play Gloria. Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.